Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. This is Showing Up for Dailies Extended Edition, the Psalms. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew 6. And in verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to our Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get wisdom and knowledge from him, and to be healed and delivered by him. Not only does he supply us with our physical sustenance, our daily bread, he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up to the glory and honor of God. In its original format, this series was intended to be a fire starter to get you started in your in prayer for your day. Its extended edition will include teaching and or preaching of the Word of God as the Spirit of the Lord gives us. As the Spirit of the Lord leads us from the book of Psalms. Our scripture for today is from Psalms 1. Amen. We want to continue to pray without ceasing. Please note that this program may end abruptly so that you may continue to pray and move heaven. This series is a weekday fire starter that will hopefully inspire you to continue in prayer. God bless. Amen. Going forward in our series, Showing Up for Dailies Extended Edition, we are going into the Psalms beginning today. We are in Psalms 1. Amen. I'm going to use a topic. I may not always have a topic going forward. Amen. But our topic today is the significance of our posture. And we are coming from Psalms 1 today. The significance of our posture. And I am going to read Psalms 1 in our entirety as we're going forward. I'm coming from Psalm 1, and it is relatively short. It is only 6 scriptures, and I am going to do this mostly as a teaching coming forward. I might do a little preaching here, however the Spirit of God leads, but I have had some definite opposition going forward in these scriptures. I mean, the enemy has really been coming against me in this. I mean, we know what season this is in our country and the chaos that is going forward in this, but I'm telling you, the Lord is moving in all of this. He saw everything that is happening right now. He sees the beginning from the end, and the end from the beginning. So we are the winners in all of this. No matter what we see with our physical eyes, there are things and the invisible that we cannot see. And we are the victors. We have victory in Jesus. No matter what we see physically, glory to God. We give glory and honor to the Lord in all things. Amen. Let's say a prayer even before we read the scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit ourselves in all things to you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord God, we thank you. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord, and righteous is his name. Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor as we come before you. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us, Lord God. We give you all the honor and all of the praise because it is due you, Lord God. All the glory, it is yours. It is yours alone, Lord God, because you saw us from the very beginning, before time was. You knew who we were. You knew our names. You knew where we would be in this moment in time, Lord God. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you framed us and you knew all things that would be. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, as we submit ourselves before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you grab us up, whatever, Lord God, whatever is going on in our minds, whatever is going on in our hearts, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, wake us up right now in the name of Jesus. Wake us up, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Wake us up right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and calm our spirits, calm our hearts right now, oh, God, that we be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking even now in this hour. Fill our hearts, Lord God, to hear your word, to hear what you are saying. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, speak unto us even right now. Oh, Lord, in the stillness, Lord, speak to us, Lord God. Even when the winds are raging, speak to us, Lord God. When the earth is quaking, Lord God, speak to us, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord God, and we will be still and we will listen and hear your heart. We will hear your heart, Lord God, because we are your servants, and we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you, so we will hear what thou saith the Lord. Hallelujah, and we will obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up every heart, Lord God. Hallelujah, I lift up every heart, Lord God. I lift up every heart that is troubled, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, heal, and deliver right now in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every heart, Lord God, every heart that is quaking, Lord God, that is having trouble being still, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give them the grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because you knew exactly where we would be in this hour. You knew the ones that wouldn't be able to be still. You knew that. You know each and every one of us. You know us as individuals. You knew where we would be, how we would stand, and if we would be able to stand. You already knew that. Oh, Lord God, help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we submit ourselves to you as much as we're able. We submit ourselves to you, and we ask you for strength for the rest of the journey. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Psalms 1, amen. Our topic again is, this is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The significance of our posture, our posture, our posture, our posture, the significance of our posture, our walk, our stand, our sitting, our posture, the significance of our posture, the way we walk, the way we stand, the way we sit. Amen. Our walk, our going to something, our going somewhere, our stand, where we're located, or the side that we're on, or our sitting. Sitting is a passive position. We're not doing anything when we're sitting. It's a passive words here. Blessed. Let's look at that first. Blessed is the word asher, and it means happy. Glory to God. Let's look at the word walketh. It's halak. Halak. And it means to proceed or to lead or to move forward. Amen. That's the going to lead or to proceed or to move forward. The going to. Amen. To walk. Amen. To walk. That is one of the postures. So blessed is the man. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That counsel is the advice or the purpose. And that's the counsel, the etza of the ungodly, the advice or the purpose of the ungodly. Happy is the man that walketh not, whose posture is not in the counsel of the ungodly. Remember, this is the significance of our posture. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man whose posture is not in the counsel, who doesn't walk according to the advice or the purpose of the ungodly. Amen. He doesn't proceed, or he's not led by the ungodly. We're talking about the significance of our posture, the way that we walk, the way that we stand, the way that we sit, the significance of our posture, the way that we walk, the way that we stand, the way that we sit, we're walking right now. It's the way that we proceed, the way that we lead, the way that we move forward. We are not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We're not to be led according to their advice, according to their purpose. Amen. The way that we lead, the way that we walk should look different. It should look different than the way that the ungodly walks. So when we grieve, it should look different. We should lead out differently when we're grieving. We should lead out differently when we're protesting. It should look different than the way that the ungodly does it. It shouldn't look the same. And I'm going to make a point here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to look at the word standeth, amad, Hebrew word for standeth, amad, and it's to endure or to take a stand. To endure or to take a stand. It's my positioning to take a stand. Amen. It's where I'm located or where I'm standing, where I'm located, where I'm enduring, the place where I'm enduring or where I'm taking a stand. Amad is where I'm taking a stand, where I'm enduring, where I'm located. I'm taking a stand. So blessed is that man who does not stand in the way of sinners, who does not stand, who is not taking a stand in the way of sinners in the same manner that a sinner takes a stand. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who does not take a stand in the same manner that sinners do. Blessed is that man. This is the significance of our posture. Blessed is the man that walks not in the advice or the purpose of the ungodly, that does not take a stand in the same manner that sinners do, nor does he sit. Look, and we're looking at Shav, and it's to dwell or to abide in the Hebrew. Yashav, it's the word dwell or to abide in the Hebrew. And that word is actually a very negative word. I'm sure, amen. Let's get a little further first before I get to. Amen. It's sitteth, and that is another positioning. So we're looking at our walk. To walk, amen. To stand, amen. And to sit, the significance of our posture. The significance of our posture as people of God. The significance of our posture as followers of Jesus Christ, the significance of our posture of those that are full of the Holy Ghost and fire, the significance of our posture of those that have been bought with a price, the significance of our posture of those who are the temple of the Holy Ghost, who are no longer our own. We don't belong to ourselves any longer. We have to consult the Holy Ghost and ask him, how do I stand? How do I walk? How do I sit? Where do I sit? Where do I stand? We have to ask his advice. We should never be walking in the advice or the counsel of another. Amen. We consult the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinner, nor sits in the seat. Remember, this is a passive position. And this one is sits in the seat of the scornful. Amen. And the scornful is the word loose. Isn't that something? The word is loose in Hebrew. And it means mockers or those that cause derision. And that is a position that it adopts the position of scoffer. It's a negative voice of disdain that complains. They don't actually do anything to help. They only oppose. So they're not doing anything for or against. They're just mocking and complaining. So remember, I told you this was a passive position. This sitting, that seated position is a passive. It's a passive position. And that word in Hebrew is loose. It is pronounced loose in Hebrew. And it means one who causes derision. Amen. But this is our position. But his delight, our delight, glory to God, our delight, and that word is hathek. And it means our good pleasure, our most valued things. This is where we are. This is where we are. Our delight is in the law of the Lord. It is in the word of the Lord. It is in the word of the Lord, the word of life, because there is life in the word. It is a living word. And that's where we consult. We consult the living word because in it is life. It is life in the word. Glory to God. It is a living word, and we speak it, and it is life. It is living, glory to God. And in his law doth he meditate, the word hagah, study, speak, imagine, roar, that it even means roar and ponder. Amen. We study it, we speak it aloud, we imagine it, we think about it, we ponder it, and we roar it, we speak it out loud, we speak it until the devil is tired of hearing it. We submit ourselves to the Lord, and the devil will, and resist the devil, and he will eventually flee from us because he'll get tired of hearing, amen, us. And he can't do nothing with us because we're resisting him, and we're submitted to the Lord. So he will eventually turn away from us and flee. But we don't look like the world. Our positioning is not that of the world. Amen. I was grieved the other day, and I had sent a message to my apostle because I kept seeing people of God on Facebook with signs that said, I can't breathe. And I understand the sentiment because I am just as grieved about the condition of our nation. And then being a woman of color, being an African-American myself, I grew up black in America just like the rest of us. Amen. I understand completely, and I have felt, amen, the same things that many have felt. I have African-American sons and brothers and a father and all that, and I have seen the harm that has been done, that has happened in our nation, and have felt some of that myself. Amen. I know. But I belong to the true and the living God. Amen. I belong to the Lord God Almighty. I belong to the risen Savior. Amen. And I know better. Amen. Because I know there is life here. I know because the living is inside of me. So I know better than what I see. I know better than what I see. I know that God is doing something beyond what I see with my eyes. I know he is, because I know he is God, and I know what he's done in my life already. God has done the impossible and the improbable in my life personally, so I already know he got something up his sleeve in this nation. I know he does. I know he does. Oh, and yes, oh my God, I cried with the rest of the nation. I have cried with everyone else, but I'm talking about the followers of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing these signs that says I can't breathe, and the power of life and death is in our tongue. The power of life and death is in our tongue, and I'm telling you, people of God, we cannot speak the way that the ungodly speak. They don't know any better. But we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Our posture cannot be the same as the world's posture. Our posture cannot be the same. They are not the followers of Jesus Christ. We have to be the examples of life. So even though those things may have caused us to be breathless in the past, we are pulling down those strongholds of breathlessness, and we are speaking life into those things that caused us to be breathless, and we are speaking to those dry bones and telling them to live now in this hour. We are not saying any longer, I cannot breathe. We are telling our breathlessness, I can breathe now. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Take your breath now, because the breath of life is here. Jesus is here. He is here. Our conqueror is here. We are more than conquerors through Christ that is in us. We are more than conquerors through Christ. He's here right now. The Spirit of the Lord has not left us. He's still here. He's not left us.
He didn't leave the scene when that happened in Minneapolis. He was here. He saw it from the beginning. He saw it from the beginning. He saw it from the beginning. And I know it grieved his heart. He saw it from, you have to keep in mind, saints of God, he saw all of this from the very beginning, even before he created us. He saw this, and he still created us anyway. And he saw all of this, and he still breathed the breath of life into us. We still have his breath of life. Speak life into this nation. Speak life into this nation. Speak life. We have the word of life in the palm of our hands. Let us delight in the law of the Lord. Let us delight in the law of the Lord. Let us meditate on it day and night. Let us study and speak and imagine and roar the word of life. Amen. Like it's our last day. Let us delight and let us roar. Let us speak the word of life. And let us breathe life back into this nation by the Holy Ghost and with the fire of the word. And let us hope, Holy Ghost, give us revelation. Because, yes, the prophets of old were social justice protesters. They did protest those things that were evil in the sight of God, but they did it with a revelation from heaven. So let us do it with revelation. Let us do it with godliness. Let us do it with holiness. Let us do it with the counsel of God. Let us do it with the understanding of God. Let us do it with holiness. Let us do it with boldness. Let us do it with righteousness. Let us do it with a posture that is godly and holy and Holy Ghost mighty. Hallelujah. The significance of our posture. It must be holy. It must give God honor. We must honor God with our posture. We must honor God with our posture. Honor God with our posture. When we say we can't breathe, we dishonor God because we breathe. It is his breath in our lungs. It is his breath. His breath. His breath is in our lungs. We breathe. We move. We have our being because it's his breath. His breath is in us. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Oh, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Oh, God. Holy is the Lord. Oh, God, I am so thankful. Thank you, Lord, for your breath. Thank you, Lord God, for breathing your breath of life into each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your life, Lord God, in us. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and give us, Lord God, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and revelation right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even as Paul prayed, Lord God, over the church in Ephesians, I pray, Lord God, over each and every one of us, that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord God, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to the knowledge of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, every obstacle, destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, open up avenues of creativity. Open up avenues, Lord God, and ways, Lord God, for us to protest and us, Lord God, to go forth, Lord God, to help our nation. Oh, Lord God, open, Lord God, avenues for intercessors, Lord God, and prophetic voices, Lord God, to go forward, Lord God, and be helped in our nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes, Lord God, of our governors, Lord God, and our president, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill our president, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost and fire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you said you could turn, Lord, the heart of the king, Lord God, even as you could turn a river's path, Lord God, turn his heart, Lord God, into the path, Lord God, of your way, your will, and your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Turn his heart, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Change his path, Lord God, to a path, Lord God, of holiness and a path of righteousness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, move, Lord God, even right now, Lord God, move, Lord God, and in the police departments all over the nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move in the hearts of each and every man and woman, Lord God, all those, Lord God, that you have created in your image. Touch every heart and every mind right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every soul in this nation is crying out before you, even if they don't realize their souls are crying out. They're crying out in your presence. Father God, move, Lord God, like never before in this nation, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you to move, Lord God. We need you to move. We need you to save, Lord God. We need you to move systems, Lord God. We need you to move people, Lord God. We need you to move avenues, Lord God. We need you to move, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we don't even know, Lord God, exactly what needs to move, but you do. Oh, Lord God, you saw all this, Lord God, from the very beginning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, cause the churches, Lord God, throughout the United States, Lord God, to rise up in prayer, Lord God. Even those, Lord God, that were not praying, them to rise up, Lord God, in this hour and begin to pray, Lord God, as a mighty force in this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Awaken every sleeping giant in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth repentance in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and cause them to weep and to wail. Cause them to weep and to wail, Lord God, in your presence, and to come back weeping, to come back wailing, to come back changing their minds, and to come back with godly sorrow. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God. Move like a mighty flood, Lord God, throughout the nation. Oh, Lord God, and move, Lord God, every obstacle, and destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless your people. Bless, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Heal and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, strengthen, Lord God, the weak. Oh, Lord, let the weak say, I am strong, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, every pastor, Lord God, that's ready to throw in the towel, Lord God, strengthen his arms. Lord, give him, Lord God, those that will hold up his arms or her arms right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, give him armor bearers. Oh, Lord, that will hold up his arms in this hour, Lord God, or her arms. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God, in the midst of them. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. We need the Lord. Move, God, move. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.